Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Kim and Jill at One Harmonic Whole. And today's message is brought to you by Jill.
What is it you really want? That's the message.
Exactly.
It's a
What
profound
do
question, actually.
we really want? Ooh. This goes into a class that Jill and I are putting together. It's going to be September 20th. It's on a Saturday afternoon, and it's in person in Monticello. And what are we all going to go into with that, Jill?
Well, probably one of the most exciting aspects is going to be something we'll talk about called the inner wishing tree. There's a wishing tree within all of us, and it's literally willing to give us whatever we want, whatever we really want. But there's some barriers that limit our access to this wishing tree, and Kim and I have identified a really big barrier for so many of us, which is generational beliefs.
These belief systems that we've been taught, not only from, this could be from our family, absolutely. We are going to go into some of that family ties, the family history, all that stuff, but this is also the generational beliefs about religion and about school, what we've been taught in school, what we've been taught about, possibly even government. We might go a little bit that way, but we'll tame it down and we'll focus on what is more immediately in your life surrounding you that's limiting you from your true potential.
Yes, and this is not a statement of one thing being good or another thing being bad. It has absolutely nothing to do with that, and has absolutely everything to do with our inner wishing tree, how we engage beliefs, often unconsciously, and how those beliefs block us from getting what we truly want. And when we're blocked, we're doing things like we're tired of the grind, we're tired. We're stressed, we're sick. When those things are expressing, or one of the other ones that I think is really big is we're numb, we're just numb. When those, right, when those things are happening, we've engaged beliefs that are blocking, if you will, what we really want. And like I said a little bit earlier, Kim and I believe that we kind of picked up on that. One of the biggest ones is the generational beliefs. These beliefs are those that have been handed to us. We just kind of unconsciously accepted them. We put them into place. And it's just truly not that challenging to remove them. It's just, yeah, that's why we say, hey, do this in an afternoon. And, Kim and I are so excited about this. It's the energy that's building for this class is, it's incredible. It's just got such a unique feel to it. It's fun. There'll be some serious moments, but they won't be like heavy. Does that make sense, Kim?
Absolutely. And these are for the people that, like Joe was saying, you're still feeling stressed. Maybe you have a lot of medical stuff, or what's the big one that I see? Well, I can't.
Hold on one second, Kim. You had cut out. You said something like what Jill was saying.
See, when the stuff comes through, it's just right there, in the
Yeah,
moment.
that
I
one
rely.
can.
So when Jill had mentioned some of the stress that we're holding from the stuff, more of the medical I'm going to go into, how we can say, well, I can't change anything. That is my DNA. Well, I call bullshit on that one for one, because you can. Yes, we can have a DNA tie to toxins or illnesses, diseases, but we can change our viewpoint, so thus that illness, whatever it is, or the traits, the characteristics that you're pulling down from your families, actually are not controlling you. You aren't controlling them. This is some of the generational stuff that we're going to help you understand. And I have actually seen and heard multiple different ways that we can actually kind of alter our DNA with just our thought.
Yeah, and I believe that too, Kim. And that's, I said, we'll get serious for a brief moment in the class, something like you just did, like your opening couple words there were serious, and then you went into, hey, here's what we can do about it. Because generational beliefs do tend to be pretty heavy. So just so you know, I want everyone to know, we're not going to spend a lot of time focusing on that actual belief. We are going to spend a lot of fun time and energy on the experience, on the experiential, like, reprogramming of your DNA, of a tool you can, that's what we're calling it. It's an experiential class. We have one in particular really awesome activity that we've already got, like, sorted out. There will be others, but they'll all be aimed towards, like you said right there, Kim, you know, you call BS that your DNA is what it is. Hey, you got something going on, come to this class and give it a shot. It's one afternoon.
Yeah.
It's potent. It's powerful. I totally believe it's going to work, but I want people to, you know, you learn for yourself. And, you know, if for some odd reason, someone would be, you know, would experience the class and just be like, that was horrible. I can't believe it would happen, but I guarantee you, Kim and I will back that up. We'll hear what you have to say. We want to learn from you, and we'll make it right.
Yep. And I am so hoping that the people that show up, no, not hoping, I know the people that show up are going to have some sort of life-changing event. I know it.
Yeah.
You cannot come to this and not come out and say, like, whoa, I learned something really cool. I have control of my life now. Like, we're not magic wands. We're not walking out of this place and be like, oh, my life is completely changed. But it is on such a subconscious level.
Exactly. And some of the activities that what it'll point to, what it'll highlight and show you, what you will know from experiencing it is there are activities, there are tools, there are things that you can very, very easily continue to implement into your life. And so, yeah, there will be a shift that day. You will also have a super easy and simple to use, you know, like you called a tool, a daily practice that will you continue to revisit that. You continue to do this tree type activity that we're going to do. You do that every day and your life will change. It's absolutely assured that that will happen. Now, if you don't show up, you know, if you're not open, if you're not willing, if you don't do this stuff, then it won't. And that's, you know, that's everyone's choice.
Yeah,
we want you to show up open.
Ooh.
Kim, I have a question for you before we wrap this up. The topic of generational beliefs really did come, like, specifically that came from you. Got any insights to share on why that one floated to the top?
Partly it's been an uptake in the clients that I've seen lately, how they've been. The words that they're using and the vibration they're putting out is that I can't change because of my past. I can't do this because I was raised like this. No, you can. It's just either not exposed to the tools that work for you, or maybe you really haven't been told that you actually have the power. So that's kind of why it really came up. I definitely have done with my own generational beliefs. I've had to work through them on my own, and it is definitely life-changing. Definitely life-changing.
Yeah. Ah, cool. It is. It is. It sets you free in so many ways. And it's going to be a powerful experience. So we hope to see you there. We will put a link here to where you can find out more information and register to the for the class, or you could just look up One Harmonic Whole Kim and Jill, and you'll see classes and information there. It's easy to find.
Yes.
Yeah. Whew. All right.
And tomorrow we'll be back to our regular scheduled program.
Perfect. Ah, thank you, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Until next time.